I Know What You Did Last Summer by Lois Duncan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Ginger Palmer. Chapter 1. The note was there, lying beside her plate when she came down to breakfast. Later, when she thought back, Julie would remember it, small, plain, her name and address hand-lettered in stark black print across the front of the envelope. At the time, however, she had eyes only for the other letter, long and white and official. Hurriedly, she picked this up and paused, glancing across the table at her mother, who had just come in from the kitchen. "It's here," Julie said. "Well, aren't you going to open it?" Mrs. James set the coffee pot down on its hot plate. "You've been waiting for this long enough. I would think you'd have opened it before you even sat down." "I guess I'm scared," Julie admitted. She slipped her forefinger under the corner of the flap. "Okay, here goes." Running her finger the length of the envelope, she drew out the folded sheet of stationery and smoothed it flat on the table. "Dear Mrs. James," she read aloud, "I am pleased to inform you that you have been accepted." "Oh, honey," her mother gave a little gasp of delight. "How wonderful." "Accepted," Julie repeated. "Mom, can you believe it? I'm accepted. I'm going to Smith." Mrs. James came around the table and gave her daughter a warm hug. "I'm so proud of you, Julie, and your dad certainly would be too, if only he could have lived to have known about it. But, oh, there's no sense in looking back."